time for the shout out. Which of these words means to give up a position of power? If you think you know it, shout it out. Is it abdicate, advocate, abrogate, or adjudicate? You've got 3 seconds. Go. Tough one today. But when a king steps down from his throne, for example, he is abdicating it. That's your answer, and that's your shout out.
Almost 40 years after he was crowned, King Juan Carlos I of Spain says it's time to abdicate, to hand over the throne to a new generation that can take on the challenges of tomorrow. Spain is a parliamentary monarchy. The king's role in government is mostly ceremonial. He doesn't set policy for Spain. King Juan Carlos himself is part of the reason for that. He helped transition Spain back to democracy in the late 1970s. In general, he's been a popular king. But his reputation took a hit in 2012 when he went on a luxurious hunting trip as the Spanish economy was in a deep recession. So who will be Spain's new king? That honor will go to Crown Prince Felipe. Juan Carlos says his 46-year-old son has the maturity, the preparation, and the sense of responsibility needed to serve as king. Most 21-year-olds do not or cannot run a marathon. Harriet Thompson is 91, and she just did. Next time you think you can't do something, think of Mrs. Thompson. She's overcome oral cancer. She's battling skin cancer. She just defeated 26 miles in just over 7 hours, and she set a record in doing it. For women age 90 and up, Thompson broke the previous marathon record by 2 hours and 45 minutes. She's also been married for 67 years, so she knows a little something about going the distance. It was a feat with her feet, a milestone of miles. She's writing new rules of the road, just taking that record and running with it. CNN Student News has got to run, but we'll race back your way with more news and puns tomorrow.